When a metal pipe running under a Duke Energy coal ash pond ruptured in early February, an estimated 39,000 tons of potentially toxic material spilled into the Dan River. The company removed some of the coal ash at the spill site. About 2,500 tons of the ash flowed more than 20 miles downstream and is now concentrated at a dam in Danville. The nation's largest electricity provider is setting up machinery that will be used in extracting some coal ash. The material will be vacuum dredged from the river bottom and also removed from concrete basins at the water treatment plant. Treated water has been declared safe for human consumption since the spill. Duke and the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR, have come under widespread criticism following the accident. A federal criminal investigation was launched into the relationship between the two. There are also four lawsuits pending against Duke for contaminating groundwater. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.